What's up, y'all? Welcome back, or welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
Start over. I need new energy. For where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. Are you whispering?
That wasn't any better.
Are you whispering?
Are you whispering?
I'm not, but why are you whispering?
You actually are whispering, whether you think you are or aren't.
Throw the whole podcast away, okay? Like, literally, we are not meant to do these in the evening.
It's so funny.
It is not even the evening. It is the night time. It is 10:40 in the p.m. on Thursday. We are struggling with life, okay?
You might be struggling, but I ain't struggling.
You are struggling.
I ain't struggling. I'm doing well.
Anyway.
I'm doing well. She's drinking out of my cup. Look at that crap. She's drinking out of my cup.
Well, this is because the person that made the tea.
You see my beautiful G cup?
Switched the tea bags.
Look at my G cup. What are you talking about, tea bags? Is she talking about tea bagging? Is that what we talking about in this one? Tea bagging? I thought we were talking about our beverages. You talking about tea bagging?
You don't leave me alone. He switched the tea, the coffee. I mean, he switched the tea. So I'm drinking ginger mint lemon tea. And he's drinking lemon green tea.
Lemon green tea.
Yeah, he's so funny. He took one sip and was like,
ugh, what's wrong with this tea?
Does your tea taste bad?
And she had already drank half the tea. And she was like, you know what it does?
I didn't even realize it. I mean, because I drink the lemon green tea also. So I didn't even, it didn't even dawn on me. It but cracked. He does not like ginger. So he was like.
Or mint.
What is it?
I don't like ginger or mint flavored things.
You're like, your teeth?
I was like, what is wrong with this? I got a bad package.
My teeth taste good. What you talking about?
I got a bad package.
Your face was so hilarious. She was like.
Because I tasted that mint, I'm like, ugh. It's like when she wears this mint lip gloss that she used to get from Victoria's Secret. And like, I loved kissing her with it. But every time I would kiss her, then I would like have this mint. I'm like, oh my God.
Or if I like take a drink from like his water bottle or something, he's complaining because now it tastes like minty.
She used to do that all the time. I'm like, girl, I need you to go and scrub and sanitize your lips before you touch my water bottle. Get that mint flavored stuff off your lips.
Whatever. Anyway. How y'all doing? Hopefully well.
We well.
We up in this thing so late.
We blessed.
What happened this week?
Blessed and highly unstressed.
Oh, I was like, is that Reagan? That's a siren.
I don't know, this week was.
Blessed and highly unstressed. Now that's a new one. I've never heard that one before. Did you just make that up?
I did.
Okay, blessed and highly unstressed. I'll take it.
We're going to claim the unstressed because we unstressed.
Excuse me.
When you say you're stressed, of course you're going to be stressed because you're speaking it into existence.
What has been going on and why are you whispering?
Because I'm whispering because Reagan went to bed and it was raining and storming and thundering and she woke up a few times because she was scared. So now she just got back to sleep. So I'm like, I think subconsciously I'm whispering to not wake the baby.
You are. It's like a whole ASMR podcast.
But you talking low too, sweetie. Why are you talking so low? And normally I wouldn't wear a tank top on the podcast.
I think I'm going to talk like this the entire time.
But think about it. Your voice is really nice and it works.
Ooh, we should totally do ASMR videos.
We can try.
Would you guys watch us do ASMR videos?
Was that your ASMR laugh?
I'm trying not to be loud.
Her laugh is beautiful. We're back to normal. Let's back to the normal.
Y'all, I'm totally about to do ASMR videos. I feel like my voice sounds bomb.
Sweetheart.
Should I do ASMR?
Did you say spin a whisper?
Sounds bomb in a whisper.
I think you said it sounds bomb when I spin a whisper. I'm like, okay, I like that, Johnny. Spin a whisper. Tea bags and whispering.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if these are the right microphones or if the setting was right. But
let us know. How did you enjoy that?
Did you enjoy that?
That minute of ASMR.
I'm about to do something. I need something to put on the game fix.
The game fix.
Honey, it's been like 7 months since I've posted like a legit video on the Game Fix, aside from the live that I did. Like, I don't think I've ever gone that long without posting on that channel. It's just been too much.
Yeah, this week, this week we've just been...
Yeah, what has been happening this week? Why are we just now getting to this on Thursday night?
Week's just been discombobulated.
But has it, though? I feel like we go through this where...
Some reason,
I couldn't tell you the things we got done that made it valid enough to not get the podcast done. You see what I'm saying? Like, what were we doing to where we didn't have the time to do the podcast?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I feel like we need to be better with our schedule. I don't know how we got here, but we're here.
And we're here, and it's not the end of the world. So we're doing well. Blessed and highly unstressed.
Blessed and highly unstressed. So, I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Don't nobody steal it.
So, like, we'll see. What's been going on with you? You want to kick off the intro?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Let's get the intro in here because y'all just need to jam. You ready? Okay, Willow. Why was I getting whipped?
Oh, y'all. Oh. See how delirious I am at the end
another
of the...
Work Hard Daily Planner order.
You guys.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to everyone who has purchased their Work Hard Daily Planner.
Y'all are amazing.
Y'all came through. Okay.
Yes, like...
So, yeah.
Like, they're still available. Black and green still... Black and gray is still available. Pink is sold out.
That's a cute one, though. You should get some army green one.
Oh, that's next.
Ooh, I've army already, green yes. will be next.
Yes.
The next level. Yes. Or the next, not level, next edition.
Next edition.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, shout out to all of y'all.
We appreciate y'all.
We love y'all. We can't wait to see you guys getting them and using them. And we'd even love to hear, like, feedback also.
Absolutely.
So once you get your planner, feel free to email workharddaily at gmail.com, W-R-K. Letting us know what you like about it, what you think should be included, or you know what I'm saying? Because we want to make it better. Chad Jr. is over here.
With his headphones on. He thinks that we can still hear him, even though we can't hear what he's doing on his iPad. It's so funny. We appreciate it. It's just, it's very, very awesome just to see. I was very thankful for it. So, yeah, we'd love to hear your feedback. Mm-hmm. Just hear what you think about it and, you know, kind of what you would like to see in a second edition. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else? How you been doing? What's been going on this week?
Nothing. Nothing and everything. A bunch of work, honestly. Mm-hmm. I have opened up registration for mm-hmm. Fix My Eats, which is my group coaching program where you learn all about macros, how to make them work for you, how to get off the diet hamster wheel cycle situation, and, you know, lose weight without restriction. So I have opened that up for the wait list. So next week starts registration for everyone else and all of that good stuff. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
You can check it out, gabefix.com/fixmyeats. That's really it. Ain't nothing really been going on.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. You know, like, well, we had some good content to shoot. Both mm-hmm. of us had content to do, and so we got that done and turned out really good. So Monday, I had my VA. Checkup. You know, like my annual checkup. It had been like a year and a half because of COVID. They were like, "It's been a while since you've been here." I'm like, "Yeah, I guess it has." So everything went good. Blood work went well. And then when I was there, I was saying, you know, hey, I know that veterans can get, you know, like a COVID vaccine, but I don't know how to go about that. Like, are you guys doing that here? And so they gave me the number while I was sitting in my appointment. I called the number and they're like, oh, yeah, you're at the hospital now. Just walk over when you're done with your appointment. And I walked over and I got my first shot of the vaccine. So,
yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. So that was unexpected and exciting. And that experience was, I mean, that process was really good as far as, you know, the shot, like it was sore in the arm because they put it right in the muscle. Mm-hmm. And so it was sore, which, you know, that's not a big deal. But then I was really tired the next day. Mm-hmm. To a point
I
where
feel I, like the next 2 days.
The next couple of days I yeah. was tired and my heart rate was a little bit elevated, but mm-hmm. not like a dangerous elevated, just
higher than normal.
Higher than normal for someone who ran, mm-hmm. was running all the time, and my heart rate was pretty low normally. Yeah,
yeah, so it was elevated
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, elevated a bit. But other than that, I mean, it was good. And now, mm-hmm. I feel great now. I mean, it's that's done. So the middle of April, I'll get my second shot. And hopefully, Gabrielle will have had her first shot by then.
Yes.
And
I think they're opening it up to everyone 18 and up on the 31st.
Of March, yeah. Here, so here in Indiana.
Here in Indiana, you can make your appointment starting at the 31st.
She's on a wait list to possibly get it earlier if there's, like, extras at the end of the day. So,
yeah. I'm excited about it, though. I feel like, you know, whether you are pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, I do feel like just getting to this step after the past year is, like, pretty monumental, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, we literally, when you think about it, we thought we was all going to be at home for 2 weeks. Like, oh, okay.
10 days.
We'll be fine. 10 days. You know what I'm saying? A whole year later, like, so much has happened. So I feel like this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
It feels good. I'm excited to get my vaccine.
But we're, and we're
I'm not here to tell you yeah. need to get it.
You do, yeah. Pray about we're people it, that get vaccines.
Yeah.
You know, you might not be, you might be someone that doesn't, and that's fine. Do yeah. you? You know, it's a no judgment zone here. We're just excited because we are a family that does get vaccines. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's one step closer to a new sense of normalcy. I don't think it will ever be what it was, but, you know, new yeah. normal.
New so. Normal, and, you know, yeah, so that, you know, you know, hopefully that means that it will open up the, you know, more people that are vaccinated or you know, just the as the world prepares and does mm-hmm. better about just figuring all of this out, then that, you know, more traveling and more opportunities to yes. kind of get back to, like Gabriel said, whatever that new sense of normalcy mm-hmm. will be. Yeah. So, We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be traveling. I do know yes, that.
100%.
I had made up in my mind yeah. whether I was getting this vaccine and I was going somewhere.
But it'll actually be nice. Year. It'll be nice because by the time we take our big anniversary trip that we're taking this year, mm-hmm. we will both be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So that should be a much easier process of getting back into the United yeah. States.
Yeah, I wonder how that goes. You probably still will have to test, though.
Which is fine.
Because the vaccine doesn't keep you from getting it.
No.
It just keeps True. You, yeah. you know.
I think that, but the fear of getting yeah. it, like,
going somewhere and getting it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
And then getting stuck there mm-hmm. because you have it.
True.
You know, is a less of a concern.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because our
anniversary trip, we would obviously be taken by ourselves.
Right. So the kids would be here.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't want to get stranded somewhere.
And we are going, you know, going out of the country. So
yeah. We don't want to get stranded somewhere because of, you know, so mm-hmm. having the vaccine will make me feel, you know, and I'm sure you as well, mm-hmm. like, you know, as just being more comfortable about getting back in with
yeah.
no problem.
Yeah.
Because I don't see an issue with having the, you know, having to be negative coming back into the country. I mean, that's the way that you stop the spread, right? So mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I just want to make sure that I can get back in and not have a faulty test or something, you know?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So speaking of...
no, go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of the anniversary.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to figure out where we were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it was between Bora Bora. Then we were looking at Turks and Caicos. So now we are looking at Grenada.
Or Grenada, however you say it.
I feel like I should know how to say it. And I think it's Grenada. I don't know. So I am just curious, has anybody been there? And what was your experience? Did you enjoy it? Do you recommend it?
Love
because
to hear.
Here's the thing. Like, Bora Bora is amazing. But it is also incredibly expensive. And I'm just not sure I want to spend that type of money and also go that far away in what is still the pandemic. Like, I mean,
yeah.
we really still don't know what August is going to look like. So.
And what we were looking at, too, with that, too, speaking of the money piece, was that... It's not all-inclusive. So where we're looking at in some of the other places, as far as, like, resorts and things like that, it's still going to be expensive, but they're all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Versus in Bora Bora, the price of lodging is about the same, but then you have the prices of
a little bit more,
but I mean it's close, relatively close, but then you add in all of the stuff that's not inclusive, like mm-hmm. everything else, so then you're going to spend a ton more money.
Yeah, plus travel time, that's another thing. Yeah, plus like travel time. We're looking at a 40-hour trip there and back, which mm-hmm. cuts down the amount of time we plan to be there. We're only planning to be gone for like, you know, a week. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We gotta work with what our yeah. babysitters, what our people can. You know, I exactly. don't want to be taking a trip for 2 weeks and just leaving my kids. Not so, at all. You know, a good week, a good solid 7 days, I feel like is great. So if we're gonna waste 2 days both ways traveling, it's like nah, we need to go there when we've got time.
We need to have.
We don't mind spending that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know. Well, maybe we'll put it on the list for 15 years.
Yeah, it's definitely something. A place that we will visit. We will at some point. But with the fact that, you know, that travel is just starting to open up mm-hmm. and things are still just starting to get back to somewhat normal.
Or
that,
maybe it's a family trip.
And yeah, and then, so maybe it's a family trip, but. There's plenty of really nice places to go that's not Bora Bora. So, who knows?
You've been to Grenada or Granada.
Yeah, because we just added that to the list of a possible. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to hear your thoughts if you've been there.
Yeah.
And where'd you stay? Like, you know, like just, you know, mm-hmm. if you want to give those details, we would love to hear it because, you know, we're looking, we're searching.
Searching.
Yeah. So, let me get into our first and only sponsor real quick.
Only one sponsor.
So, and we talked to you about them before, Bulldog Yoga.
Yoga.
And so it's no secret that, you know, these days, you know, I mean, just people, you're if you're working from home, if you're going to an office, it's still the same. I mean, you got like the things have changed. I'm sure the way your work at work looks a little bit different, you know, and if you're at home, that obviously looks different if you weren't used to being home. So now, you know, and if your kids are there, like just things, you know, have changed so much. And, you know, with that, like there's the benefits to yoga and I'm sure you've heard some of those benefits. A few of those are increased strength, better flexibility, improved mental focus, and a ton more. And so this is where Bulldog Yoga just wants to come in and, they kind of want to take away the intimidation of yoga, because even though you hear that they have these benefits, if you've ever tried yoga, like I have, sometimes it can be intimidating mm-hmm. or you're looking at it, or I'm just looking at what Gabrielle's doing and she's over here sweating and hurting doing it.
You know, I'm low key a yogi.
But I'm like 14 people away from her in the level of getting to where she's at and she's struggling. I'm like, okay, if I'm struggling mm-hmm. this far, so it gets intimidating mm-hmm. and you kind of, it's hard to get excited about it sometimes because it's so difficult.
It's challenging.
It's so challenging. But I think that's the good part. But that's where Bulldog Yoga is. So Bulldog Yoga Online, they're like I said, they're all about taking the intimidation out of yoga and replacing it with music, smiles, and no judgment. They believe that yoga can be fun. And Bulldog's streaming online classes are available on demand, anytime, any place, and on your schedule. Bulldog even offers classes for kids and teens, so you can get your Bulldog on and get moving with the whole family. There are choices for all levels, from beginner classes to heart-pumping workouts, and there are tons of class-length options to fit your schedules. So classes ranging from 12 minutes to 60 minutes. So you can actually click the link down in the description box or the show notes, whatever you're watching or listening, and you can try your first 30 days for free at BulldogOnline.com. So that's BulldogOnline.com, not Bulldog Yoga. And so use the code LMO for an additional 50% off your first paid month. So again, that's BulldogOnline.com, coupon code LMO, and you can get an additional 50% off your first paid month. So
check them out.
And thanks to Bulldog Yoga for sponsoring this podcast.
Yoga. All right.
So,
you know what?
Go ahead. Oh. Boo. Jinx.
How you going to say boo and jinx? What?
I meant to say jinx, but I said boo.
Like, what is the boo?
It's
I was gonna say, you want to tell them about your what you found out about your injury.
Oh my goodness, this is big, y'all. So I told you about that I tweaked my ankle. Mm-hmm. If you listened to all, if you're caught up on the podcast and you've heard that, maybe one or two back,
caught up on the vlog.
Or if you're caught up on the vlog,
Gay Babe TV. Come on over to YouTube.
Yeah, come on over to YouTube. Subscribe. Do all that good stuff. And so I tweaked my ankle on a long run. I thought it was like, it was right in the Achilles area on my left ankle. So I was like, oh man, I tweaked the Achilles. I knew I didn't like tear or anything like that. It wasn't that, because I was able to walk. I was able to, you know, but it hurt and I couldn't continue to run. So I went to a physical therapist because I knew that I've done scraping before. That's where they use that little tool and they like scrape mm-hmm. your muscles and try to get your muscles, like little knots in your muscles to like break up. And it doesn't feel great, but it's very effective. Every time I've done it twice now, it's cured both problems.
Yeah.
I mean, no problem. They've never had knee issues again from that time I got my leg scraped. And so I decided to go. And so she blew my mind when she says, you know what? I don't think that this is Achilles or your calf. I think it's your soleus muscle. And I was like, did you just make up a muscle? Because that doesn't even make sense. There's no soleus muscle. And so apparently underneath your calf, both the bellies of your calf, because you have two big bellies there, and under your Achilles, connecting to your heel to your kind of your knee in the back, there's a muscle called the soleus, and it's a big old muscle, but it's just hidden by the Achilles and by mm-hmm. the calf muscle, so you don't even know it's there. And it's used when your knee is bent, when your knee is flexed. So when you're running, you're using your soleus muscle all the time. So I was blown away. So she gave me some exercises. She obviously scraped it, found a bunch of good like knots in my muscles, and those hurt.
Are they good knots or bad knots?
No knots good.
Well, you said a bunch of good knots.
Oh, good knots to scrape.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Good knots to scrape.
Yeah.
And so she, and then she like, you know, they massaged, you know, all that kind of stuff, and then gave me some extra. But then the other thing she said, the reason that had happened was because your boy got a weak booty. Okay. So she did these tests where she like had me hold up my leg to the side, you know, like leg raises, side leg raises. She had me hold it up. She said, okay, stop me from pushing your leg down. She took one finger and did it like that, and the mug went right. I couldn't hold her. I couldn't push. Like, I couldn't stop her from pushing my leg down. And she's like, yep, like most men, your posterior chain and your booty.
Because I won't be doing it. Weak. Them workouts.
So, you know, because we think that, like, you forget about all of those little muscles that's in the glutes and in mm-hmm. the posterior chains. It's not just from, like, squats.
Yeah.
Like,
you
so.
Have to do, like, targeted
stuff, right? And so I was blown away by hearing all this. I'm like, okay, so how do we fix it? So she gave me booty exercises. So I've been doing booty band exercises. Like, yes. I've been doing leg raises. I've been doing like, I've been doing stretch. I've been stretching twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
your flexibility has already started to improve. Yeah.
I mean, I can touch mm-hmm. the floor with two hands now.
Yep.
Almost flat. I'm very close to being flat with two hands.
Yep.
I've never been able to do that. Like, not for a long, long time. I didn't run for like probably what, almost 2 weeks.
Almost
right?
2 weeks. Yeah, you had your first run.
Yeah, first run yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and oh my goodness,
felt good.
It felt good. No pain. I have no pain today. It's not even tight today, and it was a good run. I ran really good.
Yeah.
So that's what happened, and where I'm at now.
On the other hand, I went for a run yesterday, and when I tell you, I felt so old afterwards. Like, literally, my knees were aching. Like, on the inside. I was researching today. Have you ever heard of runner's knee?
Yes.
I feel like it was runner's knee.
Let's get this girl get one run, and she got runner's knee already.
I've never had any pain after running before. Like, it has been years since I have, like,
so I mean,
actively
ran
other
back,
than
though.
Doing, like, you know, sprints, interval sprints or something like that. But I did a walk run, and I did about 3.5, almost 4 miles, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think I did a little bit too much.
Yeah, I think
out the gate.
I think that's what she did. She just did too much.
I was a little too excited. It felt good, though. I was like, oh my goodness, I forgot how good running feels.
I've been
like,
trying to get her to get,
so good to do something different, just because I'd say for the last 2 years, I've been heavy on the weight training, not so heavy on the cardio.
You have like a little eyelash.
I got it. Thank you. I felt like I had something in my eye. I wonder if that
might have been.
Yeah. not so heavy on the cardio. Like, I'll do, you know, interval walking, or, you know, the interval sprints, or riding on the Peloton, but not like
walking the incline a lot.
Walking on, what did I say?
I was just, I'm adding
yeah,
that.
Yeah, walking on the incline.
You do that a lot.
Yeah, so it just felt good to switch it up and get a different type of cardio.
Yeah.
So I think I may take up running again. I'm not going to push it. I don't have any goals. I'm just,
yeah,
when I'm feeling it, I'm just going to start, you know, yeah, going for runs. Plus, it's getting warmer outside, so it's just nice to get, fresh, outside, air, fresh air, get outside. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just running about, you know, running is I think that is like one of the best ways to really work your cardiovascular system, mm-hmm. you know, in a comfortable way. Like, you can do HIIT workouts and CrossFit workouts mm-hmm. and really, you know, work your, but you're working, you know, a lot of times you're getting into that anaerobic, you know, versus just aerobic. And, you know, so I think that one of the best ways to build your aerobic base for everyday movement mm-hmm. is running, because yeah. even cycling, you can build your aerobic base, but it doesn't really help you when it comes to walking.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. it's a different type of aerobic activity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited that she ran. So
yeah, it felt good until it didn't feel good. Yeah. But, and this morning, I put the little ice sleeves or the cold sleeves on there, which felt really good. They were tremendously cold. I mean, yeah. like crazy cold. Yeah. I was not ready
to say that she was like difficult to get them put on. Yes.
But it felt good afterwards. And then I worked out this morning, and then, you know, the knee pain has subsided, so
that's good.
You know, I gotta just keep it up so my body can get used to doing that again.
Yeah, your legs just went out.
I'm sorry, what is happening here? We don't do this.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Were you thinking? Right.
But so. That's how my legs were that when I first started running 8-9 weeks ago. The first couple days, my legs were like, aches and pains everywhere.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that, you know, that's just part of it.
That's what it is.
You get back, though.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on with us.
Got a tattoo today.
We've got more tats.
Yeah, so it's really, it's not going to be this dark. It's really,
it is extremely dark.
Well, right now.
Is it black, though? It is black?
No, you can see the color of it. See how it's, you can see it in there. It's, see how it's leaking?
Oh, my goodness.
It's, the body is pushing out. Like some of the ink, like some of the ink won't take, and it's gonna be lighter like this.
Oh, okay.
It just looks sort of dark because red and irritated it is.
Yeah.
So it's, you take away that redness and take away all that stuff. But yeah, so I got this done today. Mm-hmm. Did a little bit more on here. We're about two more sessions from finishing the sleeve. I'm excited.
I just had to get up because the freaking memory card was full, so my bad.
But yeah, so that's so that's what's going on with the tattoo. It's coming along. And
that's it. We don't have anything else to talk about. Like, that's it.
That's it.
We should do a question for the road. Maybe two. Pick a number while I pull it up.
Um, 17.
I feel like we've done 17.
How do you know? Get to 17 before you judge.
How would they know? Do you avoid stepping on cracks in the sidewalk? We've totally done this before.
I don't when I walk, but I do when I run.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Yeah, sometimes I mean, sometimes once I get into the groove, then I'm not worrying about it necessarily. But like when I first start running, like, it's weird.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's more of like an ankle stability. Like, I don't want to
just in case.
Like, I don't want to like.
Wanna. Oh, that know. Makes sense.
So
that
it's,
makes
sense. So it's, but yeah. I don't do it when I walk. It's not
like a superstition type.
Not
of
like
a
superstition, but it's just like try to save my ankles when I'm running.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
What number you want, Shana?
I guess you had an answer for that. I'll do 1,017.
This is what I'm talking about. You just have to do that, don't you? You just have to do it. You just can't just keep it in the same 10, area.
17.
You just can't keep it in the same area. You gotta
be
your own person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Nope. At what point in your life was your hair at its longest?
My hair was pretty long when I was like in middle school, I feel like. In my younger life, that was probably the youngest. Or the longest it was like
middle school,
sixth, seventh grade. But in my adult life, after having Chad Jr., my hair was amazing. Where that hair went, I will never know. But that hair was amazing. It literally frustrates me every time I talk about it, every time I think about it, because my hair has never looked that good. And I think part of it is the water change from Tennessee to Indiana. Then it was postpartum. Then it was just damage. It was just, it just wasn't right. But I think it all shifted when we moved to Indiana. Like, literally, I don't feel like my hair flourished for much, much longer after that. It was just raggedy.
I wanted to stay in Tennessee, but she wanted to come back to Indiana.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just playing. No, that's not the case.
Oh, I miss that hair. Why you got me thinking about that? Hair was the bomb. Like, the first year of Siege's life, it was amazing, and then it just all went downhill. So now I just cover it up because it pisses me off. I haven't worn my hair out in so long. I can't even remember last time I had a twist out.
It's been a long time.
I've been like on the wigs for a minute just because I just don't want to fool with it. I'm gonna cut it all off.
No, you're not. No, she's not. She ain't about to cut nothing off. The only reason she did with Creamy Nature was because they paid.
You're so silly. I did really want to change.
She
did.
At the time, she wanted to change.
I hated it afterwards, though.
Yeah.
I literally hated
it. She looked great with it, but it just was not.
I just don't like me with short hair.
Yeah, it was just not. I mean, you got great side face, great back
neck. Thank you. I think it looked great. No, it looked great.
But it's not your style.
Didn't feel comfortable. And it could just be, I don't even know that it's not my style. I think that it's just, I think as women in general, we are really tied to length, and we are really tied to what that means. And it's can sometimes be a struggle when you get rid of hair, or you cut it off, or you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's the most freeing thing. But if you're not ready for that, like truly ready,
especially
it's kind of like this, you know, your security blanket. So it's like, oh my goodness, am I still pretty if I don't have long hair? Am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't know, it's not for everybody, but I think a lot of women feel that way or struggle with that. It's like we hold on to our hair like it's just everything. We idolize long hair. We want, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, good thing you can put on your helmet of salvation in your day. Okay, it's a good thing you put your helmet of salvation on, because that right there.
Yeah, I was not going to talk about that whole debacle.
We're not going to talk about
it. We're not going to talk about it. But when I tell you,
grab your helmet of salvation and you just,
if you don't know what we're talking about, then it's fine.
It's fine.
I'm not even going to.
You probably know what we're talking about. I'm sure that you do. But yeah, either way, I think we'll just end it on the helmet of salvation.
I'm done with you.
Okay, so please,
we love y'all.
We love y'all. Please subscribe to the channel if you're watching. Subscribe to the podcast if you're listening. Rate and review if you would. Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And Ask Abe and Babes. Please send those to Let's Make Out Podcast at Gmail. Use hashtag Ask Abe and Babe. That way we know you want to. And make sure you let us know if you want to be anonymous or not. That way we don't say your name if you don't want us to.
Yeah, we ain't trying to blow no covers out in the streets.
Yeah, especially no. Babe. Helmet of Salvation covers, okay?
All right, y'all.
Yes, we appreciate
y'all.
We will
see you next week on time. It won't be a super duper late. Siege came in. You going to say goodbye?
You going to say bye?
Hey, guys. Goodbye.
All right, y'all. Bye.